Nolte, Lincoln put a bullet in Trump project still comparing Trump to Hitler. By John Nolte on July 17, 2024. The far-left Lincoln Project, whose co-founder has openly and publicly called for someone to put a bullet in Donald Trump, is still looking to get the former president assassinated by comparing him to Adolf Hitler. 3 days after an assassin fired off 8 rounds at Trump, one nicking his ear, the Lincoln Project released this assassination dog whistle. Here are the facts. When you tell a country of nearly 350 million people that Donald Trump is another Hitler, you are calling for his assassination because there is no question that a Hitler must be assassinated. In fact, it is a moral imperative that Hitler be assassinated. Therefore, there is no question the Lincoln Project is filled with assassins calling for the assassination of President Trump. Worse still, they are lying. Watch, De Niro, Trump rises like Hitler, the guy is a monster. What I mean is this. They want Trump assassinated, even though they know he is not another Hitler. How do we know this? Because after the near assassination of Trump last Saturday, the Lincoln Project tweeted that political violence has no place in American life. But if Trump is Hitler, if Trump is a dictator about to end democracy, political violence does in fact have a place in American life. Further, violence is a moral necessity when faced with that situation. If the Lincoln Project truly believes Trump is what they say he is, they would openly encourage Trump's assassination, as would every decent American. But the Lincoln Project knows Trump is not Hitler, is not a dictator, and will not end democracy. Nevertheless, they still want Trump assassinated, which is why they use social media to tell the world he is someone any freedom-loving patriot would assassinate. Watch, MSNBC's McQuaid, Trump uses same messages as Mussolini and Hitler. The Lincoln Project doesn't believe in democracy. The Lincoln Project are the fascists who believe in assassinating political rivals. Like much of Hollywood and the corporate media, the Lincoln Project believes in one thing, getting what they want. And if they don't get what they want, they will send out an unsubtle message demanding your assassination. The message is this: those of you who dream of going back in time to be the hero who kills Hitler, here's your chance. This is not some new revelation. Long before Saturday's assassination attempt, I pointed out that the corporate media, Democrats, and Hollywood were openly calling for a hero to murder Trump. CNN tried to make a folk hero of the last guy who nearly attacked Trump at a rally. We are dealing with pure evil here. This is who these people are. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.